This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Think about your favorite foods for a second, about how they taste, about how they make you feel. A lot of the foods we crave, and I use that word intentionally, by the way, are so good because of three main ingredients: salt, sugar, and fat. When mixed in just the right amounts, they're an almost irresistible combination, and the food industry knows it. Salt, sugar, fat is also the title of Michael Moss's new book about how the food companies keep us coming back for more. Michael, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
All three of the main food sins get equal billing on the front cover of this book: salt, sugar, fat. Is one better or worse than the others?
You know, I know it sounds like my own personal diet when you look at that. I think for children especially, and I have two boys, 8 and 13, sugar is the most dramatic ingredient. It rushes quickly to the brain and compels those poor guys to eat. And it's a struggle when we go down the cereal aisle. For me, I'm more of a salt and fat guy. And salt, as an allure in processed food, it's tremendous.
There are many, many fascinating nuggets in this book. There's the idea of stomach share, which is what these companies want to get, of line extensions like vanilla, cherry, Dr. Pepper, and all that stuff. The one that struck me, and it's so, so brilliant, is this idea of vanishing caloric density.
Oh, that one in particular basically says, look, if you can fool people into a product that melts in their mouth, their brain is less apt to detect that there's a ton of calories in there. Melts in your mouth, disappears. The brain says, oh, great, let's eat more. That's one of the wonderful ones.
Talk to me for a second about chunky spaghetti sauce.
You know, I was really amazed at how many spaghetti sauces, pasta sauces, are very, very sugary. The goal that food formula scientists strive for, called the bliss point.
That's actually what they call it, the bliss point?
They do. Bliss point is the perfect amount of sugar sweetness in the food that will send you and I over the moon and products flying off the shelf.
And it's so easy to think that the food companies are evil. And certainly a lot of this is underhanded. But as these food company representatives say in your book, we are only giving consumers what they want. And gosh, all this stuff tastes really good sometimes.
The food giants convincingly argue that they by no means intend to make America obese or otherwise ill, and that they count nutrition among their other goals of providing food that's convenient and low price. But I think the companies are actually incredibly sensitive to consumer reaction, shopping habits. If people stop buying their products because they perceive them as unhealthy, that is a huge problem for the industry. The problem is the back pressure from Wall Street. Every time the companies try to cut back a bit, Wall Street is there watching the sales, watching the profits, urging the companies to go back to salt, sugar, fat. And so they do.
Just at the point in this book where I was beginning to feel sorry for some of these food companies in the fact that, as we've talked about, you know, they're as hooked on salt, sugar, fat as we are, I got to the advertising portion. The whole thing where they start directing it at kids on Saturday mornings and you're in control and ask for the Lunchables and all of these things. And that, to me, is just positively devious.
Kids don't recognize that ads are ads. They see reality, which is why the food companies, like other consumer product producers, go after children. And also because children are at that time, especially teenagers at the time, where they're branding to brand loyalty.
And they put the kids in control.
Yeah, that's why that became the very powerful Lunchables slogan, which was, you know, all day you've got to do what they say, but lunchtime is all yours. Yes, this notion that we're putting you kids in control of your meals is hugely powerful. They're deciding which brand to choose, and they'll carry that for the rest of their lives.
Michael Moss is an investigative reporter for the New York Times. He's got a new book out. It's called Salt, Sugar, Fat: How the Food Giants Hooked Us. It's a good one, I'll tell you. Michael, thanks a bunch.
Kai, thanks for having me.